Welcome. To do this session, you'll need to be sitting in a chair. If you can, find a firm but comfortable chair, such as an office or kitchen chair. A chair without wheels and without a lot of padding would be best. Okay? In this and in other Feldenkrais sessions, if you're wearing your glasses, please take them off. We're also going to be doing some eye movements near the end of the session, so you might want to be careful if you wear contacts, or you might want to take your contacts off, but I'll leave that up to you. Try to wear loose, comfortable clothing if you can. I realize you might be at work and, you know, you can't wear sweatpants or something very loose. That's fine. And when you're ready, please find yourself in a sitting position near the edge of your chair so that your back is not resting on the chair. You want to be in a stable position, your arms and legs uncrossed, if possible, and have both feet on the floor or on the ground and your arms resting comfortably in your lap. That's nice. And please close your eyes. Please close your eyes. With your eyes closed, your brain is no longer processing visual inputs and stimulus. So it's much easier for you to focus on internal sensations, such as the rhythm of your breathing, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the feeling of the chair and where it supports you. That's nice. You're simply noticing how you're sitting right now, so that as you move in this session and create changes in yourself and in your sitting and in your movement, you can notice them. Good. And please relax into yourself as much as you can, though you don't need to be completely relaxed to benefit from this session and the other sessions. And as you're sitting there with your eyes closed, if they are closed, can you notice how you are sitting right now? Notice, are you leaned forward a little bit? Or perhaps are you leaned backwards a little bit without noticing it? Don't change anything, just notice. And do you feel that you're sitting up straight? Or are you turned forward? Or back, or turn a little bit to the right or left somehow. And the difference that you're noticing could be very, very small. Does the weight of yourself go straight down into the chair? Or are you more oriented to the left side or the right side somehow? That is, do you feel more weight on the left side of your pelvis or your right side? And again, don't change it. Just notice. In Feldenkrais sessions, these things have a tendency to change on their own without the need for you to do anything at all. And notice, where are your feet placed? Are they in a position to efficiently support your body? That is, can your lower legs support you with the least amount of effort? In future sessions, we're going to explore where to place your legs, but for now, just notice, if you have your legs in a place of support, or would it seem better to have them perhaps further away from yourself, further away from the chair, or closer to yourself in the chair? Good. And now very, very slowly and very gently, would you please do a simple movement of turning your head to the left and then come back to the middle? You could pretend that you're hearing a sound over to your left and you want to turn your head to look at it and then come back to the middle. Only turn your head a comfortable amount and then come back to the middle. And go ahead and open your eyes as you do this. So you're actually looking to the left and then back to the middle. And notice, how far are you turning easily to the left? That is, how far are you turning easily without stretching, without straining? It's not about how far you can look. And I'll tell you what, the next time you turn to the left, stop for a moment and notice how far you're looking without strain. Just get a sense of how far you're looking without strain, because that will likely change as we go through, some movement variations. Okay, so what I'd like you to do, come back to the middle, please. Bring your head back to the middle. And please take your right hand and gently reach around yourself and put your right hand on top of your left shoulder. Your right hand is on top of your left shoulder. And then gently put your left hand on your right elbow. Your left hand on your right elbow. Good. And gently use your left hand to pull on your right elbow and perhaps push your left shoulder a bit with your right hand to help yourself turn to the left and then come back to the middle. So you're using the configurations of your hands to turn yourself to the left. You can think of it as using your left hand and gently pull on your right elbow. Or you could also think of your right elbow pushing on your left shoulder gently and come back to the middle. And do that several times, keeping your attention not only on the movement, but how you move. Noticing how your spine twists and where it twists. Notice how your weight shifts more to the left side of yourself, or does it shift to the left side of yourself? How the pressure on your feet changes as well. Notice where in your spine you feel turning, which vertebrae are turning. And come back to the middle each time. Remember to breathe as you do this. Don't make any faces. Have your tongue be relaxed. And then you stop after each movement and do it again. And in virtually every Feldenkrais session that you're going to do, after each movement, you want to stop, even if it's just for a split second, before you do it again, so that your nervous system, your brain, can perceive each movement as a separate movement, and you can notice what changes you create movement to movement. It doesn't matter how big this movement is, and sometimes the smaller the better. Okay, that's enough for now. Please come back to the middle. Unwind yourself and lower your arms and rest. We rest often in these sessions, not because we're tired, but so that you and your nervous system have time to learn from the movements and notice subtle changes. Okay, and now once again, take your right hand and put it on your left shoulder and put your left hand on your right elbow. Turn to your left and then come back to the middle. And make sure, is everything turning to the left? Is your head turning? Is your neck turning? How much of your spine and ribs are moving? Where in your spine do you feel the movement? Don't change anything, just notice. Come back to the middle each time, stop, and then do it again. And now the next time that you turn to your left, stop. Not at the furthest range, just at a comfortable distance. Stop. And leaving your upper body slightly turned to the left. And in this position, turn your head, only your head, a little to the left, and then back to the middle. Turn only your head a little to the left, and then back to the middle. You can perhaps imagine that you are scanning the environment to the left of yourself with your eyes. Okay, so you turned to the left a comfortable amount, and then you stop there. And now you're just turning your head a little bit further to the left and back to the middle while the rest of your body stays where it is. And notice that you can breathe while you do this. Notice that you can be relaxed as you do this. Find the easiest and gentlest way to move your head to the left and back to the middle. Good. And now stop. Bring everything back to the middle. And rest. Lower your hands and rest. And as you rest, what do you notice going on in your body after these few short movements? How are you sitting right now? How are your feet touching the floor? Do you feel that you're sitting differently somehow? You're turned differently? Your weight is slightly different from one side to the other? Or not so much? Do you not feel much at all? And that's fine too. And again, take your right hand. Put it on your left shoulder, put your left hand on your right elbow, and then turn to the left a comfortable amount and then come back. Turn to the left a comfortable amount and then come back. Has this movement gotten a little bit easier? Okay, and then next time you turn to the left, stop at a comfortable range, stop. And can you leave your head where it is and just pull your shoulders a little bit more to the left and then back to the middle without involving your head. So you might want to have your eyes focused somewhere on some spot in front of you as you move your shoulders to the left and bring them back. So if you focus with your eyes, you can see that your head doesn't move. So you're moving your shoulders relative to your head. And keep doing that, stopping after each movement and finding how can you make it simpler? How can you make it easier? Where do you sense movement in your spine in particular? Where do you not sense movement? Good. Now try this. As you move your shoulders to the left, can you involve your head, but move your head and eyes to the right in equal amount. And then bring both your head and shoulders back to the middle at the same time. Got that? Okay, so now your shoulders are going to the left as you move your head to the right, and then you bring them back towards each other. So your head and shoulders are going in opposite directions. That's nice. Just a few times. Don't strain, please. If you strain or stretch, then your nervous system is going to remember the strain and stretching. This isn't really a muscular session that we're doing. This isn't exercise. This is teaching your brain, teaching your nervous system that there's more options, more possibilities for movement without strain. Okay, good. Stop. Come back to the middle and rest a moment. Lower your hands and arms. Notice your contact with the chair. Notice your contact with yourself. Notice how you're sitting in the chair. And go back and do the original movement again. That is, imagine that you hear a sound to your left and you turn to your left to see what made that sound and then come back. Turn your head to the left, turn to the left. And what do you notice? Is it easier now? As you turn to the left, are you involving your shoulders more, your spine? Are you involving more of yourself? And does it seem easier to move to the left? Does it feel like things have been oiled or buttered up somehow so it's easier and simpler? Good. Just once or twice and then stop. Good. Now come back to the middle. Come back to the middle if you haven't already. And I'd like you to imagine that someone has just placed a coin a millimeter or so in front of your right knee. Someone has placed a coin a millimeter or so in front of your right knee, a quarter, a euro, a peso, whatever your local currency is. And what I'd like you to do in your imagination is touch that coin with your knee. So reach out with your right knee to touch that imaginary coin. And as you do that, notice how your leg moves, notice how your pelvis moves, notice what happens in your lower back. So you touch that coin and then come back and do that several times. All right, and then do it a little bit quicker, kind of like a tap, 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 tap. Very nice. Now stop doing that and get back into the position. That is your right hand on your left shoulder, your left hand on your right elbow. And now do that movement of touching the coin with your right knee. Perhaps push the coin out a little bit further. Say it's a centimeter, half an inch, whatever, not too far. And you're reaching out and touching the coin with your right knee, noticing how that movement flows through your spine and body. And is there a point while doing that where it seems normal or kind of natural to turn around to your left? That is, can you repeat tapping with the coin until you find a place where it seems like it'd be like the moving your knee initiates that movement of turning to your left, where it seems like your knee can initiate the movement of turning to the left and then come back to the middle? That's nice. So you're tapping, you're reaching with your right knee, and you're finding a point at which it seems normal and natural to turn to your left, as if the knee is initiating the movement. Of course, it's not actually your knee, because your knee is being moved from the lower parts of yourself. Your knee is being moved from those strong muscles down to your stomach and pelvis. That's nice. Remember to breathe as you do this. Relax the tongue in your mouth. Notice how comfortable you are. Notice where you're the most comfortable. Good. Come back to the middle and stop. And are you comfortable doing one more movement variation? At least one more, maybe a couple. If so, come back to the usual position that you're in or stay there. right? Your right hand on your left shoulder, or your left hand on your right elbow. Okay. And now turn to your left. Turn everything to the left, a comfortable amount, as you've done before. And then stop. And then move just your head, only your head, a little bit more to the left. And then stop. And then leaving your head there, close your eyes. Close your eyes. And move your eyes, only your eyes, to the left and then back to the middle. You move your eyes to the left and then back to the middle. Don't move your head or shoulders or anything else. Just move your eyes. Scan the horizon to the left and then come back. Only the eyes to the left and then come back. As I said at the beginning of the lesson, you don't want to be wearing your glasses. You may find this is difficult with contacts on. If that's the case, if you can, stop the session and then take your contacts off. If you can't, just do the movement in your imagination. And that's nice. Relax, breathe, soften your face, scan to the left, come back to the middle, and stop. That's probably enough. Stop, bring everything back to the middle, rest for a moment, lower your hands and arms. That's nice. And one last time, can you turn around yourself to the left and notice how easily and how far you turn? Notice how your lower body moves, your pelvis moves, your spine, your chest, your shoulders. And does the change in your movement seem big? Does it seem small? What do you notice? And are you remembering to only go as far as you can comfortably? When I teach this session live, it's very often a big, big, big change, a huge change. And I tell you what, just to give yourself an idea of the magnitude of that change, how about turning to the other side? Turn around to your right as if you heard a sound up to the right side of yourself. And are you moving differently on that side? Is it clunky? Or is it somehow more difficult? Is it a smaller movement? And then once again, go back to your left and compare your right and left side. Okay, very nice. Now, there's a couple of directions we could go to from here. If you want to, you can just stop and, you know, get up, walk around, notice the changes in standing. You know, turn to your right, turn to your left, and then go about your day. If you do have a few more minutes, you could stay with me and we can do these movements on the other side, but we're going to do them only in the imagination, only in your imagination. So that you can see how you can make big changes simply by thinking, feeling, doing the movements in your imagination. Okay, so let's go. Come to the front of your chair. Close your eyes. Notice your contact with the chair. If you're sitting forward, if you're sitting back, if you're turned to the right or left. And please close your eyes if you haven't closed them already. Notice the feeling of your feet on the ground. And how your feet support you through the ground, the feeling of the chair and where it supports you, and how the force of gravity flows through your body. And very slowly, just once or twice, do a simple movement of turning your head to the right and then coming back to the middle. Only turn your head right a comfortable amount and then come back to the middle. And then one time that you do it, open your eyes and notice how far you're seeing to the right. Take a mental snapshot of how far you can easily turn to the right. And now gently take your left hand and reach around yourself and put your left hand on top of your right shoulder. Your left hand on top of your right shoulder. And put your right hand on your left elbow. Your right hand on your left elbow. And in your imagination, only in your imagination, do not actually do the movement, but imagine in detail, feel in detail, that your right hand is gently pulling on your left elbow and helping you turn yourself to the right. And then you come back to the middle, only in your imagination. Just do that a few times, feeling what would be turning in your spine, in your upper spine, your lower and middle spine. Feel what would be moving in your ribs, in your neck. Each time, coming back to the middle in your imagination, stopping for a moment in your imagination and repeating the movement, noting in detail How much of that movement can you feel as you imagine it? Very nice. Good. And in your imagine, the next time you turn to the right, turn a comfortable amount and stop. Leaving your upper body slightly turned to your right, again, in your imagination. Now imagine, in this imagined position, turning your head, only your head, a little bit to the right, and then back to the middle. Only your head, in your imagination, goes to the right, and then back to the middle. Scanning the environment to your right, in your imagination, coming back. And that's nice. Please stop. Lower your arms and rest. And does it seem strange to rest after doing something only in your imagination? Or does it actually seem normal, like you do need a rest from imagining? And notice your breathing. Notice your contact with the floor, with the chair. Any other sensations that you feel or notice? And once again, take your left hand and put it on your right shoulder. Put your right hand on your left elbow. And in your imagination, turn to the right a comfortable amount. And in your imagination, stop. And imagine pulling your shoulders a little bit more to the right and then back to the middle. Only your shoulders. In your imagination, your head doesn't move, only your shoulders move. So you're separating in your imagination the movement of your head and shoulders, feeling what happens in your spine as you do this, and what happens in your neck, your breathing. Good. And now can you imagine as your shoulders go to the right that your head and eyes go to the left in equal amount? So now in your imagination, you're moving your shoulders and head in opposite directions. Just imagine how your shoulders and head would go in opposite directions. That's nice. Good. And then stop, please. Stop that. Lower your arms and rest for a moment. Keeping your attention on yourself as you rest. On your body, on your movement, on your sensation. And once again, put your left hand on your right shoulder, your right hand on your left elbow. And imagine that there's a coin in front of your left knee. And you're going to reach out and touch the coin with your left knee. Pop, pop, pop. And is there a point in your imagination where it would seem natural? And again, you're not actually moving your left knee. You're imagining that you're moving it to touch that coin. And is there a point where it would seem natural in your imagination to turn to the right? So you're imagining that the movement of your knee can turn yourself to the right. Try to feel that movement through your hips, through your spine, through your body. And then come back. That's nice. Good. And then stop for just a moment. Lower your arms. Rest for just a moment. And once again, get back into that position, your left hand on your right shoulder, your right hand on your left elbow. And imagine turning to your right a comfortable amount, and then imagining, and then stop in your imagination. And then imagine moving your head, only your head, a little bit more to the right. And then in your imagination, leave your head there. And imagine your eyes closed. And with your eyes closed, imagine moving your eyes to the right and then back to the middle. Now, there can be a very slight difference between imagining the eyes moving and have them actually move. This is especially true if you're feeling the movement in your imagination as I'm asking you to. But So you're not moving your head or shoulders or anything else. You're just imagining moving your eyes to the right and then back, only the eyes. And you're imagining your turn to the right, and then your head's turned a little bit more. That's nice. Relax, breathe, soften your face, relax the tongue in your mouth. Good, that's probably enough. Please stop, and please rest. Lower your hands and arms, and then rest. Noticing what's changed in your contact with the chair, and how your weight is oriented through your body and through your chair, from your right side to your left side, front to back. And now let's actually do the initial movement again. That is, you turn to the right. You hear a sound and you turn around yourself to the right. And notice how easily and far do you turn compared to the beginning. Does a change seem big, small, huge? What do you notice? Very often, it's a very, very big change. Though not always. And all that from simply imagining the movement. Kind of cool, huh? Okay, and again, how about turning to the right side? I'm sorry, again, how about turning to the other side? Turn around to your left. And is it different on that side now as well? Is it better or worse? How do the two sides compare? Okay, good. I hope very much that you enjoyed that and you found it useful. And though I don't know how familiar you are with the work of Moshe Feldenkrais or myself, Ryan Nagy, nor how much of this type of work you've done before, I do encourage you to think about, to imagine how or where you might want to visualize or feel any part of the session in the future. You can do that right now if you want to, thinking about being at work or at home, on the bus or coffee shop or wherever else you find yourself, at bed in the morning or at night. And take a break and get ready for the next session. You can do the next session right away or wait a few hours or days. That's up to you. Each session has a different focus, although many of them do build on each other. So please, if this one didn't feel immediately helpful to you, stay with the process and do the other sessions. Okay, bye-bye for now.